Listen to this news. Malaysia enforces full ban on e-waste imports under new customs order. Malaysia has fully prohibited the import of electronic waste, e-waste, which will now be classified under the absolute prohibition category in the customs prohibition of imports order 2023, effective today. The Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission, MACC, declared the decision following the second meeting of the Special Task Force on the Enforcement Management Roadmap for Plastic and E-Waste Imports, Bill 2-2026. The task force aims to strengthen controls on hazardous waste imports and safeguard the environment. MACC Chief Commissioner Tan Sri Azam Baki stated that the Department of Environment, DOE, has been instructed to submit an application to the Royal Malaysian Customs Department to classify e-waste under the absolute prohibition category. E-waste is no longer allowed to enter the country. This must be coupled with stern enforcement involving all agencies, he affirmed. Previously, e-waste was classified under the conditional prohibition except in the manner provided category in the prohibition of imports order. The task force further agreed to enhance coordination and enforcement through a special committee, chaired by Datuk Nik Azani Mohd Faisal, commander of the Border Control and Protection Agency, AKPS. The committee is tasked with submitting its findings to the special task force within 1 week to ensure a systematic and effective management of e-waste. Additionally, discussions were held regarding imposing a 3-month moratorium on plastic waste imports, in line with directives issued by the Prime Minister and the Chief Secretary to the government. The ban on e-waste imports follows MACC's proposal last month for a 6-month moratorium on plastic and e-waste imports to evaluate their impact on the country. Since 2023, Malaysia has been a leading importer of e-waste, according to a 2025 report by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The country began tightening controls on plastic waste imports in July last year, with most shipments prohibited unless processed through Seram BHD and approved under the permit system of the Ministry of Investment, Trade and Industry. Trade World, India and China's bilateral trade hit a record $155 billion in 2025.